Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind just between us. And today I want to talk about something that I've been talking about for a long time, and I wrote a book about this. And 6 years ago, and what's amazing to me is how I still need to talk about this after all these years. And it's about the age of the customer. You know, for 10,000 years, folks, customers, you and me and our customers, that we refined our search for products and services down to a couple of semi-finalist sellers, based almost entirely on the classic competitive value proposition, price, product, availability. Basically, those three things came together to create the concept of value. Throw service in there too. Price, product, availability, service. Those four or so things came together to create value. And no matter what else happened, we didn't make a decision about a vendor to reject them until we knew whether they provided value or not. Now, that 10,000-year period, I call that the age of the seller. That's when the seller, the business, had an advantage because they had the product and the information about the product. The customer only had the buying decision. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? The new prime differentiator today is no longer the competitive model, but rather a customer's appraisal of how relevant a seller, how relevant you are to them. Often, that appraisal is done before the customer even knows if the seller is competitive. Your prospects are appraising you before you even know they even know whether you're competitive or not. Remember the old way? It was all about being competitive. Now it's about relevance. So what does this mean? This means that you still have to be competitive. It's not just about being competitive. You still have to be competitive. No one will pay you more for less. But here's three things to remember. I call them marketplace truths. First, with value now presumed, everybody believes that whatever they want, they're going to get value no matter what. The old days, in the age of the seller, that wasn't the case. Now value is presumed. Customers expect to find what they want at a price they want to pay from more than one seller. But before a this is number two, before a competitive position is even established, they're ruling you out or in based on how you present yourself online. The online impression is causing people to rule you in or out before they even know if you're competitive on price, product, service, etc. Number three, prospects are narrowing their vendor options down to two or three, possibly just one, based on how relevant that you seem. This is happening before you even know the prospect exists. That's the scary part. That's what's taking our breath away. That's a breathtakingly disruptive development in the shift from the age of the seller to what I call the age of the customer. Customers now are ruling you out or in before you even know they exist. So how do we have to do to prove our relevance in order to be among the last considered and hopefully the anointed one to customers? Here are three relevance practices. Technology matters. Number one is technology matters. Your online capability must match the expectations of your profile customers. You've got to have a mobile-optimized website. You've got to have content that helps sell, that helps the customer before it sells. Before you sell somebody something, before they know what your price is, when they show up, they want to feel like you're going to help them. That's really important. And you got to have e-commerce, some kind of an e-commerce component. It doesn't have to be elaborate like Amazon, but you've got to have some e-commerce capability. Number two, contribute first, contract second. Write that down, folks. It's going to be on the test. Contribute first, contract second. Now confident of acquiring value, customers increasingly seek and collect trusted advisors and experts in their quest for relevance, and they're doing that before they make a purchase decision. And you could be that trusted advisor, but you're going to need to become that trusted advisor before you sell them something. Number three, connect with credentials. Use new media to establish relevance, credentials, and thought leadership in order to connect with prospects and customers. If you're intimidated that you can't keep up with the big guys and their technology, let me cut you some slack. Customers don't expect your small business to win the technology race, but they do expect you to compete in the technology race. That means you provide as much technical support as you can afford, and you got to do it well. And the new media is getting easier and easier. It's getting easier to do this. Remember, you don't have to win the race, but you have to be in the race. In his book, Megatrends, you've heard me quote this many times before, John Nesbitt prophesied, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. I've named that Nesbitt's razor. In addition to having up-to-date high tech, here are three high tech practices that I think are still relevant in the new age. First, remember the prospect's names and use it often. You got to make eye contact, and you got to smile often. Be grateful, act grateful, and say thank you a lot. If you do that, you'll find success in the age of the customer by doing those things and this in this order. You got to be relevant, you got to be useful, and then after all that, after you're relevant and useful, then you'll be able to show them how competitive you are. They're going to want the whole package, but not competitive first. Relevance is first now in the age of the customer. Because your greatest danger is not becoming uncompetitive, it's becoming irrelevant. When you become irrelevant, folks don't get mad at you. They just go away, and they never come back. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasicki. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.